الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Dear viewers of Padani Channel, you're welcome in Silsila Wonders of Quran. Alhamdulillah, the last episode we learned about the extensive knowledge of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and rejection of Iblis La'in. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today's silsila we will be talking about Safa and Marwa, and inshallah we will also talk about the 70 people who were resurrected after their demise. Let's find out what we're going to learn today in this beautiful silsila, Wonders of Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, our Sheikh Tariqat, Alim Niyat, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya has given us a mindset that whatever good action we perform, we shall never forget to make good intentions. Before we proceed ahead towards today's topic, let's make few good intentions, because Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrum Min Amalihi, intention of a believer better than his actions. Inshallah, we will listen to silsila from start till end with utmost concentration. We'll note down the points and we will learn, remember, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Not only that, we will ask our friends, family members to watch this beautiful, informative silsila. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are two small hills situated very close to Harami Kaaba. Nowadays, due to high-rise buildings and highways and due to corridor constructed in between the two hills, the elevation of these hills has diminished. Near these two hills, Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha searched for water desperately while climbing on and running between the hills when Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam was an infant and became restless due to thirst. That's why these hills have been considered holy since ancient times. In the era of ignorance, two wretched people, Asaf, a man, and Naila, a woman, committed adultery inside the Kaaba. The wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal struck them in such a way that they were defaced and were turned into statues of stone. Allahu Akbar. Later on, the idol worshippers took these statues out of the Kaaba and placed them on the hills of Safa and Marwa and started worshipping these idols. Astaghfirullah. Now, however, when Islam spread in Arab, the Muslims considered it to be a sin to visit these hills due to the presence of the idols of Asaf and Naila. At that time, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed this commandment in the Holy Quran that there is no harm and sin in visiting these hills as well as performing their tawaf. Also, it is necessary to do tawaf of Safa and Marwa while performing Hajj and Umrah. On the day when Makkah Mukarrama was conquered, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam demolished these two idols and restored the holiness that these hills possessed before. Furthermore, tawaf of these two hills was made compulsory during Hajj and Umrah. Therefore, it is mentioned in Holy Quran, Part 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse
158. وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Undoubtedly, Safa and Marwa are among the signs of Allah, so there is no sin on him for whoever performs the Hajj of this house of Allah, or the Umrah, to go back and forth between them, and whoever does good of his own accord, then know that indeed Allah is most appreciative, rewards virtue, the all-knowing. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, now what lessons do we learn from this beautiful verse of Quran and from Safa and Marwa history? Sayyidatuna Hajira radiyallahu ta'ala anha searched for water while running between these two hills of Safa and Marwa. She was wife of Prophet Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam and the mother of the Prophet Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam. By virtue of her holy feet that touched these hills became so holy that they became a monument of Sayyidatuna Hajira radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And those two hills became sacred place for performing sa'i and tawaf during Hajj and Umrah. We learned that if any place acquires some special affiliation with the beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanAllah, what a beautiful point to learn. That if any place acquires some special affiliation with the beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jal, it becomes highly reverent and sacred, subhanAllah. Furthermore, the Muslims are liable to pay respect to such places. There are many small hills and high mountains situated in the holy land of Makkah, but they could not acquire the reverence and grandeur that Safa and Marwa got. The reason behind this holiness is nothing else except that these hills are a monument of a striving efforts made by a beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Based on the same principle, we should realize the grandeur and holiness of Gumbad-e-Khazra. Subhanallah. Grand green dome. The shrines of the beloved of Allah. The reverend places where these blessed people used to perform their worships and that of other holy and sacred places. Subhanallah. All these places are highly reverent by virtue of their affiliation and attachment with the distinguished bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jal. To respect such places is a mean of attaining the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And a disrespectful and offensive attitude towards these holy places is like inviting the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless all with the light of guidance for the sake of beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Alihi wa Sallam. As I mentioned in the introduction, that we will be also talking about the 70 people resurrected after their demise. Subhanallah. Let's further find out how this wonder of Quran happened. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam went to the Mount Sinai, Koh Tur, for 40 days, Samri, the hypocrite, made a statue similar to calf with melted silver and gold jewelry and poured the dust in the mouth of that calf, which he acquired from under the hooves of the horse of Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam. Due to this, the statue of the calf became alive and started to speak. Showing this, Samri addressed the public and said, "O people of Israel, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam has gone to Mount Sinai to talk to God, but God himself has come to us." Then he pointed towards the calf and falsely claimed that it is God. Samri made such a deceptive speech that Bani Israel started believing in calf being God and they started worshipping it. Astaghfirullah. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam returned from the Mount Sinai and witnessed Bani Israel worshipping the calf, he alayhi salam became extremely angry and out of wrath and enragement destroyed the calf into pieces. Then the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal was revealed that all those who did not worship the calf should kill those who worshipped the calf. Therefore, 70,000 calf worshippers were killed. Now, what happens after that? The command was revealed that Musa alayhi salam should choose 70 people and take them on Mount Sinai. Seek pardon on behalf of the calf worshippers by supplicating that may the sins of calf worshippers be forgiven. Therefore, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam chose 70 righteous people and took them to the Mount Sinai. When these people started supplications on the Mount Sinai and sought pardon while repenting, then a voice from Allah Azza wa Jal was heard. Subhanallah. O people of Israel, I am the only one. There is none other worthy of worship except me. I am one who saved you from the tyranny of Pharaoh. Therefore, you people should worship me only and should not adore anyone other than me. Viewers, after listening this address from Allah Azza wa Jal, these 70 men said collectively, O Musa alayhi salam, we will not believe at all in what you say until and unless we do not see Allah Azza wa Jal in front of us. These 70 men insisted and became stubborn upon their plea and said to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that let them behold the vision of Allah Azza wa Jal. Otherwise, they will not accept at all that Allah Azza wa Jal has said all this. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam explained and tried to convince them at all a lot, but these insolent and disgraced people remained insistent and stubborn upon their demand. Their stubbornness increased to such an extent that Allah Azza wa Jal expressed his wrath in such a way that an angel came and yelled such a frightening scream that their hearts tore apart. And due to the fear and horror, these 70 men died. Then Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam had some conversation with Allah Azza wa Jal and supplicated for their resurrection. Thus, these people were resurrected, and it is mentioned in Holy Quran, Part 1, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 55-56.
وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ ثم بعثناكم من بعد موتكم لعلكم تشكرون.
The translation from Kanz al-Iman. And when you said, O Musa, we will not believe you till we clearly see Allah. So the thunder seized you while you were watching. Then we brought you back to life after your death so that you may be grateful. What lessons do we learn from this, dear viewers of Madani Channel? It is very dangerous that to remain stubborn upon one's own point of view against the viewpoint of a prophet. This is what we learn. Then the resurrection of these 70 men is a display of the power of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The people believe in that fact that Allah Azza wa Jal will resurrect all the dead people on the Day of Judgment. And the second point we learn, we have also come to know from the incident that it was a law in the Sharia of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that anyone who committed the sin of shirk, polytheism, shall be killed. Then if a righteous people of the nation apologized and sought repentance on their behalf, only then the repentance of those sinners was accepted. Allahu Akbar. Now compare the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What a special favors Allah has bestowed upon the ummah of the Prophet. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And the rule here is quite lenient. For acceptance of repentance in this Sharia, it is sufficient for one committing the sin of unbelief and polytheism to seek pardon with a sincere, remorseful heart in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, having a firm determination not to commit that sin ever again. Allah will accept the repentance and will forgive his sin. The sinner will not be killed for acceptance of the repentance. Subhanallah. All this is virtue of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is extremely compassionate, merciful and kind towards his ummah. By virtue of the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jal is also extremely kind and merciful towards the ummah of his beloved. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, until the next silsila, keep watching only Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The light of guidance for all mankind, amazing miracles you will find. The wonders of Quran, the wonders of Quran. The wonders of Quran, the wonders of Quran.